Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am reading Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The Lord pronounces a blessing upon the individual that walks not in ungodliness, nor stands in sin, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. The Lord pronounces a blessing upon the individual who delights in the law of God and meditates in that law day and night. God pronounces His blessings upon those who will seek Him and delight in His law. When Jesus introduced the kingdom of God in Matthew chapter 5, He outlined a path of true happiness. Jesus says at Matthew 5, 3 through 9, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The way of godliness is the path of happiness and peace. The way of ungodliness is the way of sadness and turmoil. God pronounces a blessing, the path of true happiness, upon those who seek Him and delight in His will. The blessing by God through Christ is in all circumstances and is uninterrupted. The blessings of God abide with us. If we seek God, if we delight in His law, if we walk in His way, and do that which is pleasing unto Him, then you and I will know true happiness all the days of our life. God's happiness is not interrupted by the circumstances of our life, but rather we continue to trust, we continue to abide, and we are blessed with His peace, with His grace, and with His happiness. In verse 1 of Psalms 1, the writer shows the progressive nature of sin. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Notice the words, walketh, standeth, sitteth. Sin walks, sin stands, sin sits. Sin is progressive. Sin grows worse and worse. Indeed, we can add sin unto sin. Romans 7:13, as Paul writes concerning the battle of sin within his own life and with the and within the heart of every individual. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Sin becomes exceeding sinful. Sin grows, sin develops, sin progresses, sin matures. This is why we must flee from sin. We must avoid sin. Behold the company of sin, the ungodly, sinners, the scornful. Do we really want to abide in such a company? Do we really want to dwell in such an atmosphere? 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil companionships corrupt good morals. The very presence of evil can corrupt that which is good. This was the discussion of Paul in Romans chapter 7. The presence of sin can destroy what is good. Sin destroys. Sin brings down. But the blessed man avoids sin. The man who is blessed walks not, stands not, sits not. He avoids sin. Proverbs 4:14-15, enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. The wisdom of the wise says to stay away from wickedness. Stay away from evil. Avoid wickedness and evil. Go not in its path. Walk not in its company. Avoid sin. Flee from sin. Renounce sin. Ephesians 5:3-4 and verse 11. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. The Apostle Paul addresses his church, which dwells in a society of evil. He urges them that the sins of the world are not to be named among the saints of God. Those who are godly and righteous and who delight in God and seek God avoid such evil. They pass not by the path of evil. They see the corruptness of evil. They behold the degradation of evil. We understand that evil can destroy our peace and our happiness and can mar us and stain us. Verse 11 of Ephesians 5, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We do not fellowship darkness. Light cannot dwell in darkness. Peace cannot dwell in turmoil. The blessed man avoids sin. He who would know the happiness of God, he who would possess the peace of God, avoids sin. The blessed man delights in the law of the Lord. Verse 2, Psalms 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The law of the Lord becomes the rule of our life. Romans 7:22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. The inward man is the man that seeks God. The inward man is the heart that devotes itself to God. And the delight of the spiritual man is the law of God. They who are spiritual, they who seek to honor God and please God, they who would choose to be blessed of God, delight in God's law. It is our rule of life. We walk as this law teaches us. We obey the precepts of this law. We listen to the voice of God. The law of God becomes our daily bread. Matthew 4, verse 4. Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." He who delights in the law of God feeds upon the law of God. He reads, studies, learns the law of God. He seeks to have a knowledge of God's law so that he might walk in his way. And in that law doth he delight all of the day. The law of God becomes our constant meditation. In his law doth he meditate day and night. In Joshua 1 and verse 8, as God was handing over the leadership of Israel to this man Joshua, he said to him, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." God wanted Joshua, as the leader of God's people, to delight in the law of God and to meditate in that law. As we meditate upon the law of God, we think about the words of God. We think about the precepts of God. Rather than thinking about that which is evil and that which is of wrongdoing, we think about the law of God. We learn the law of God so that it can become our meditation. Psalms 119, verse 15, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." They who are blessed of God respect God, for they meditate in his precepts. Verse 97, Psalms 119, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day." We meditate upon that which we love. Loving the law of God will cause us to meditate upon the law of God. He who delights in doing the will of God and walking in the way of God, and who seeks to meditate upon the law of God, becomes a tree of prosperity. His life will be blessed. Verse 3, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The way of the godly man prospers, while the way of the ungodly man will fail. The way of the godly will be blessed, while the way of the ungodly will be cursed. Isaiah 61:3, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Oh, this is the blessed man who knows beauty, joy, praise. His life is a tree of righteousness. The world beholds our righteousness, for we seek to be righteous before God in the doing of his will and the keeping of his law. Our life is adorned with God's honor and God's glory. Our heart is blessed as we keep the law of God. Our life will prosper. Our way will be beneficial. Psalms 46:4, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High." All the godly man will make glad the city of God. We find joy in God. We know peace in the law of God. Our life becomes a life of prosperity, joy, and happiness. God bestows a blessing upon the man that chooses to honor God and keep his law and delight in his way. Our life will be a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of blessing. God blesses those who delight in Him, those who seek His law, and those who meditate in His way. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.